Hold up, R. Kelly. I am not one of your groupies. I know you didn't even try to play me like
that. Wait a minute. Why are you going off like that? I just want to make you feel.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to The Spice of Life on 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver. And as you may have noticed, this is R. Kelly playing Bump and Grind. And that's kind of how I would like to start every show, but I don't always get the chance. So that's what we're listening to right now. And buckle up, because this show is going to be a special one. So for people that have heard of the show, for people that know the show, The Spice of Life is a post-rock show, so I play post-rock music, and then that means math rock, and a bit of shoegaze, and some progressive rock, a bit of math pop occasionally, a bit of black gaze, and just the whole gambit. But I also like to play a little bit of other stuff here and there, so it's kind of part of the meaning of The Spice of Life. But that's not, I don't only listen to post-rock, and so I want to just play you a bunch of other stuff that I like, and I'm doing this today because today is going to be my last show of The Spice of Life. So if you're a longtime fan, that's probably going to come to you as a shock, because I figured I might as well announce it on the radio. And I figured, you know, I might as well announce it on the last show to surprise you. And if you're not a fan of the show, why not? But also, welcome. And if you're listening to this for the first time, well, this is a little awkward because this is going to be, you know, my swan song. I've hired a fat lady to sing. That'll be near the end. But in the meantime, we have lots of music, and I promise not all of it is R. Kelly. So much as I wanted to play only R. Kelly, I'm not doing that. I'm going to play you some songs that I love. I'm going to play you my favorite songs today, and songs that I just really want to share with you. So let's get things started with my favorite song of all time. This is by the band Them, playing the song Hey Girl. And if you don't know, Them was Van Morrison's first band. So this is Hey Girl by Them.
Let's go walking where the boats go by. Watch them sail across the bay. Let me hold your hand in the morning fog. Little child, I wanna walk your dog. Let's go walking up that mountain slope, and look down on on the city down below. Yeah, I will make a fool of you.
Mandatory. story. You're in search of vision, picture stuck in your brain, squeezing on a paintbrush, squinting at the page, and you already see it, the problem that you face. Vessel without a color, no marks, no stains. It's hard to be an artist with no way you can leave your message to the world or a way to set it free. Always by your side, mama, feed me with your night thoughts. Fear is only natural. I handle all the hard parts. A tear from the sky, blue is where it lands, and I can see the hurricane behind your little stance. So you need only reach for me, I aid you with my hands. But the journey for your color, you gon' have to take alone.
Two of my all-time favorite songs right there. First, we heard them playing the song Hey Girl, and then after that, we heard the 5-1 playing the song Mandatory. And as I mentioned, Them was, of course, Van Morrison's first band, and it's got kind of this, like, bluesy vibe. You may be more familiar with their song, like, Gloria, I believe. I think that's a little more famous, but Hey Girl really gets it, and sometimes I listen to it and just really feel, and feel a lot. But I also have lots to say about the 5-1's Mandatory. So I think that song is just an incredible composition. I think, like, end to end, the verse at the end is so nice. The melody, the note bending, it's really sweet. And some interesting stuff about the 5-1. So I would imagine you probably have not, like, come across them in your travels. And that's because they don't exist anymore. They broke up, I want to say, like, 6 years ago maybe. And there were four guys in the band, red, green, blue, and gold. And they were personified as colors. They go by these colors. They only wear the colors. And they coined the term Revolulian, which is personifying yourself through a color, or personifying a color through yourself, one of those ways. So to really, like, to find a color that really expresses who you are as a person, and then to kind of become the color, and the color becomes you. So I thought that was a neat idea. They've since broken up, and so Blue's working on his own stuff right now. He's doing kind of this, like, R&B thing, which is cool. And Red, Gold, Green is doing this, like, indie pop thing. They played on Kimmel, so, and they have an album and an EP out or something. So they've got some good tracks too. So I would recommend checking out them both, but that song in particular, the 5-1, their song Mandatory, is just really fantastic. And that's what tonight's show is going to be. It's going to be all the songs in one playlist that I want to play you before I go, and that I haven't gotten a chance to play it in the past, or I have, and I just want you to hear it again, because I think if I were to, like, compile a playlist of songs that speak to me most, it's going to be this one. And so I want to leave you with this playlist, and hopefully out of this mishmash of random genres, totally, like, jumping all over the map, you can pick out a band or two that speaks to you. That's my hope. And it's going to be, I don't know, it's going to be a little hard to leave the show, because I've come to enjoy it so. But we won't do our big goodbyes yet, because I have lots more music to play and lots more nonsense to ramble. Coming up next, we have the song Twin Size Mattress by the Front Bottoms. And I'm pretty sure I've played it before, because it's just an incredible song, along with just these fantastic songs that I'm playing today. So, coming right at you now is Twin-Sized Mattress by the Front Bottoms on CITR.
This is for the lions living in the wiry, broke-down frames of my friends' bodies. When the floodwater comes, it ain't gonna be clear, it's gonna look like mud. But I will help you swim, I will help you swim, I'm gonna help you swim. This is for the snakes and the people they bite, for the friends I've made, for the sleepless nights, for the warning signs I've completely ignored. There's an amount to take, reasons to take more. It's no big surprise you turned out this way when they closed their eyes and prayed you would change, and they cut your hair and sent you away. You stopped by my house the night you escaped with tears in my eyes. I begged you to stay. You said, hey man, I love you, but no fucking sure that we could find something for you to do on stage. Maybe shake a tambourine, or when I sing, you sing harmonies. Something for you to do on stage.
hello. This is The Spice of Life. I'm Ben Life, and we heard two more of my favorite songs. We just heard Southern Comforting by Japanese Girls, and then before that we heard Twin Size Mattress by The Front Bottoms. Japanese Girls is from Vancouver, and if you haven't had a chance to go to one of their shows, do so. They're very cheap. They're always like between $10 and $20, and they have an incredible live performance. The energy is so cool. They're all really nice dudes, and they play some very excellent music, and there's just something about that song, Southern Comforting, that I find just so powerful. The way it all comes together and kind of the talk of, you know, I don't regret it if you don't regret it. That's just so, like, what a powerful way to sum up, like, so many relationships, especially, like, I can't speak to different age groups, but especially I know for people in their 20s, I don't regret it if you don't regret it it's so conditional, it's so beautiful, it's so cool. And, of course, Twin Size Mattress by The Front Bottoms. The Front Bottoms is a fantastic band. Their sound is so different and so unique and so fantastic. And the curse that he gets told in the song, she hopes I'm cursed forever to sleep on a twin size mattress in somebody's attic or basement my whole life, never graduating up in size to add another, and my nightmares will have nightmares every night. Just like so full of stuff. One of the things that The Front Bottoms is so good with, aside from having just like such a unique kind of fun sound, the vocalist when he's writing the lyrics, he just has a way of capturing very complex feelings in simple terms, and I think that song is one song that really captures it. And so definitely check out more of The Front Bottom stuff and more Japanese Girls. And in fact, I'm going to need to stop saying check this out, because you should check out all the music that I'm playing today, because these are bands that I feel very passionate about, and I'm sure that's coming across to you, because I'm like just really, really, I'm excited and I'm passionate about it. Break from music talk, just briefly. At the end of September hasn't even happened yet. I guess it could have been last year. At the end of August, I was on a road trip in my van. And in my van with my girlfriend. And we went to visit her brother in Revelstoke. And we got to see Revelstoke, the town. It's a very beautiful place. Lots of really, like, gorgeous scenery in there. Some good bouldering. But my favorite thing from Revelstoke that happened is I learned that they have a sex shop in Revelstoke, and that's fine. Other places have sex shops. This sex shop happens to be named The Spice of Life, and so unknowingly, I picked the same name for a radio show as a sex shop. And I guess I'm wondering, is that the first time that that's ever happened ever? Or has there been, like, Kinky Joe's, like, has that ever been a radio show name? I'm not sure. In any event, shout out to Revelstoke's sex shop and also head shop, I learned later, The Spice of Life. So if you're in Revelstoke, mention my name for a 0% discount, because they don't know who I am. But something to think about. Maybe things that you've created are sex shops somewhere else in the world. What a fun world we live in. We're just going to keep on pushing through the music, because I have lots to play. And I think that today the music that I brought is more important than the things that are going to be coming out of my mouth. And make sure to get that in writing, because that's not something that I'm going to say very often, because I do love the sound of my own voice. But I love the sound of these songs just a little more. So coming up next, we're going to hear Foxing playing the song Night Channels off their incredible album Dealer. And I think Night Channels is the best song from their album. And my favorite song that they've made. And they've made some good ones, so it's a bit different, but I think kind of similar in the vein that we've been listening to now. We're in a bit of a kind of like an indie deal. So this is Night Channels by Foxing. Thanks for listening.
We dance naked outside of your bathroom until our bare feet sweat tracks on the tile. As you came, you moaned about loving them. Such convenience and regret after the fact. While our hitch breaths trip on false moons, we both know we'll be right here again. So by now I know where the door is. Wait outside till you call me back in. Future we purged on the milk and milk.
Spice of Life is the show that you're listening to right now, and we just heard another doubleheader. I'm doing doubles tonight, so get on that memo. We just heard Broke by Modest Mouse, and I could listen to that song forever. It's fantastic. It's just dripping with emotion. The guitar work is really cool. Everything about that song, I love. It's perfect. Everyone's all about Float On. And Float On's good, but Float On gets old. Broke never gets old. It's Broke's off of Building Something Out of Nothing, which is one of their earlier albums. And if you've never looked back into Modest Mouse's earlier work, I totally recommend it because they have a lot of really cool stuff. I mean, their current stuff is cool too, but their earlier stuff is a little more... It feels like a little... It's definitely different. It's hard to articulate. It's less, like, mastered. It's less... they've definitely, like, perfected it, but perfected what they're doing and what their sound is. Like, they found their sound. But when they were looking for their sound earlier, you get these gems, like, Broke, that was like, let's try this and see what happens. And at this point, I'm totally speaking for them because I just have no frame of reference. And Night Channels, Fox Sings Night Channels, just dripping with emotion. I know I've played that one before. Future Love, Don't Fall Apart, just this mantra that he keeps repeating. And so, so beautiful. Song about really the past, which is, I think that's so cool. So it's like Future Love, Don't Fall Apart. But really what that means is, or my interpretation is, like, I'm in a love that's falling apart, or I've just seen my love fall apart, and so please don't ever let me go through this again. So in the future, just don't fall apart. Like, I don't want to be vulnerable and to feel shattered in this way again. And the hits are going to keep coming, but I'm joined by a big fan of the show, and just a little guest that has been on the show before, but wanted to just say goodbye. So I won't make it a surprise thing. I'm joined by George Takei Soundboard, and George Takei Soundboard, I'm a big fan of yours. How are you doing? Are you you doing well?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well as well. What do you have? What do you like about the Spice of Life?
I have high regard for his good taste.
Oh, really? That's nice of you to say. You're talking about me?
You're opinionated.
Well, that's a bit kind of a different situation than we had just spoken about. Are you sure you want to be here?
Wonderful being here.
Good, good. I'm glad. It's good to talk to you. And then before this gets old, I also have another guest here with me, Jeff Goldblum, Soundboard.
Have you ever heard of insect politics?
I don't have a life, so there's nothing for you to interfere with.
See, here I'm now by myself, talking to myself.
You knew exactly what I was talking about.
I think you're kind of doing a bit of a monologue.
My fault. I'm sorry, I apologize. I made a mistake.
All right, well, it was great to talk to you, Jeff Goldblum, Soundboard. Thanks for staying just a small amount of time before you got old. And you too, George Takei Soundboard, really, really a pleasure to have you on the show. All right. Well, I'm glad I could make you laugh. We're gonna keep on plugging through all of the music that I have for you today. This next song is just another gem. It's by the band Mindle Beach. They're from Victoria. If you've heard of them, you might also be from Victoria. That's cool. I love Victoria. They're kind of similar in vibe to Currentswell. I think they get compared to Currentswell a fair bit, but they're not, I think, as big as Currentswell. And so the band is Middle Beach, and they have a self-titled album, Middle Beach, and a self-titled song on that self-titled album. So it's Middle Beach, Middle Beach, Middle Beach. I think they are really trying to push something here, but I can't really figure out what it is. Anyway, the song is just fantastic, so I'm going to play it for you, and thanks for listening.
He said, "Don't worry, boy, there's plenty more fish in the sea, but next to her, yeah, they all look the same to me. Come on, let's go fishing, boy, the night it is so young. I know what you like, don't take it too far. We'll wash it all down with some shots at the bar. Oh, well, I'll shine a light over the dark skies, and I point you out from afar, girl. I just wanna see how you are. She's got her ticket to fly, yeah, she's going back up north. And it constantly kills me. I'm gonna have to stay my course. You lost your feeling, girl, somewhere along the line. And it constantly kills me. But I think I might be a little while till I lose mine. Oh, I shine a light over the dark sky, and I'll point you out from afar. Yeah, I just wanna see how you are.
we just heard Myndal Beach playing the song Myndal Beach, and then after that, / right before this, we heard Everyone Everywhere playing the song I Feel Exhausted. As far as Myndal Beach goes, I think that the interplay between the violin and the vocals and the story that he's telling of this woman that he's in love with, that he just really wants to be with, but that's not where her life is. She has somewhere else to be. She's got to be home in the north, wherever the north is. Meaning she just has somewhere to be that isn't where he is. And I love the line, come on, let's go fishing, boy, the night it is so young. And then just this description of them going to the bar. There's plenty more fish in the sea, but next to her, they all look the same to me. And that's really cool because I've been there, and I'm sure you guys have been there too. You people have been there too, where, yeah, people keep saying, you know, there's plenty more fish in the sea. There are other people out there. And it's like, well, I don't really want other people. There's someone that I want that I, you know, for whatever reason, can't be with. So that song really hits those chords in me. And that isn't to say that I'm feeling those things now, but just that, like, those are not foreign feelings to me. I've been there. And when they wrote that song, they were there. And so that's cool to really hear. I like it when songs can really deeply sum up a feeling. And then as to Everyone Everywhere, they have two albums out and an EP, and they're all incredible. So you can check them out on their Bandcamp page. That's probably the easiest way to find out more about them. And I wholly recommend it. They have a really cool way to do their sound. I Feel Exhausted is just a fantastic song. I want to listen to it a lot. And I've played it on the show before, and I've commented on it before. But it's just so, like, it has these repetitions, like, again, with the mantra of, like, when artists repeat these things in the song so much, it really feels like it's like, this is a point that I really need to make, and I tried to make it before, but it didn't feel like enough. So throughout the song, he's just yelling, can we just be, can we just be? And then it switches over to, can I just be? Can I just be? So that's cool, that switch of just that little change from I to we, or from we to I, speaks volumes with such a subtle change. All right, we're doing good, 8:24-ish now. Counting down the minutes right now, we still have about half an hour left for the last Spice of Life show. For now, I mean, who knows, maybe when I'm like 50, I'll come back and do a radio show with like everyone, with all the community members out here, who knows. But not for now. If you're wondering, you know, why, like, maybe he got too cool or something, it's not that. I'm exactly as cool as I was when I started the radio show, which is marginal, I guess. I don't know. It's just that this is my final year of my undergraduate degree, studying biochemistry. And if anyone wants the specifics, it happens to be an honors degree. And that means that the honors in particular, but also the biochemistry, means that this last year is going to be pretty nuts for me. And I'm feeling the pressure already. I got a midterm next week and one on the following, like the week after as well. Projects, assignments. I've got to, when I'm not in class, I'm in the lab doing science. So it's nuts. And I feel like I'm already running around like a chicken with its head cut off. And this is like week 3. So I'm sure it's only going to get worse from here. And what that means is I feel like I won't be able to devote enough time and energy into the radio. So that's reason number one. Also, I found all of the Canadian post-rock. This is like the stuff that I've played. Like, if you're interested in the Canadian post-rock, it's in there. It's in the archives. I'm sure I missed lots, but I found all that I could find. And I did a lot of digging, and I don't know where else to dig. So that's kind of a natural conclusion to the show. In addition, this is around episode 80. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but this is year 3 that I've been doing this. And that's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of time to be on the radio. I started, in January of my second year, back when CITR was in the old sub in like the dank upstairs basement. It was like the second floor, but it really felt like a basement in there. And I've been doing radio since, and that's cool. And I've enjoyed every minute of it. But I gotta pursue other things, you know, priority shift. So that's the reason. That's why the Spice of Life is going to have to carry on in your hearts and in my heart, but no longer on the airwaves. But we still have around half an hour together, and I intend to make it count by just pumping your ears full of incredible, incredible music, in my humble opinion, or not so humble opinion. Speaking of incredible, incredible music, I'm going to play a song by the band The Glitch Mob, and if you don't know them, they are hands down the best electronic musicians out there. And I say that knowing that I'm sure that's going to piss people off, but I've listened to a lot of electronic music, probably as much or more than post-rock, and nobody does it like The Glitch Mob does it. So here they are, The Glitch Mob playing Starve the Ego, Feed the Soul, off their just incredible album, Drink the Sea. Everyone should listen to Drink the Sea. It's mandatory. It's repetition's mandatory. This is Starve the Ego, Feed the Soul by The Glitch Mob.
myself. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, I follow myself. I think I know what I think I know. Feeling empty, this empty feeling. I like attention, I like the feeling. Lay bare attention. Attention's fleeting. Understanding is never final. I'm tired of living, but my instinct is survival. Feeling empty, it's empty feeling. I like attention, I like the feeling, but I feel like emptiness.
We heard Lovers in All Things by We Are the City, and that song is just incredible. And then before that, we heard Starve the Ego, Feed the Soul by the Glitch Mob. And I did a lot of talking about the Glitch Mob before, so I won't belabor the point, but I think that everything about that song is perfect. And I know I've said that a few times tonight, but I mean it, and I mean it every time that I say it. Go out there and listen to Drink to See by the Glitch Mob. You can find it on YouTube. You can find the whole thing. It's fantastic. On to We Are the City. What a band. Wow. I mean, like, sound, like, no one's done that. No one's doing that. It's so different, and it's, like, this weird, it's, like, it's poppy. It's electronic music. It's progressive rock. I fell in love with them kind of by chance. I accidentally won tickets at the radio station here to go and see them, and that song, Lovers in All Things, was what really, like it just clicked a switch, and I was just like, wow, I totally get it. I feel like emptiness is just a feeling, is so deep and powerful, and, like, I still think about that and try to figure out, like, all of the meanings and all of the meanings that it has to me. So We Are the City is fantastic. Please listen to them, too, and more music to come. And I hope what kind of a selfish goal that I'm trying to illustrate here is just, like, how much music is out there. I mean, I played a lot kind of on the indie side of things, I guess, today, maybe. But electronic music, a bit of, like, Hey Girl was kind of bluesy. There's a bit of rap going. There's more rap to come. there's lots of music out there. And that was kind of what I was trying to do with The Spice of Life a bit, is say, you know what, like, here's a genre, here's a platform genre, progressive rock, post-rock, that I don't think a lot of people listen to. Here's something different. But really, it's, you know, step out of your comfort zone, because I know people that love metal to the end of the earth, and they only listen to metal, and that's cool, but there's so much more out there, you know, if you're not into rap music, get into rap music. If you hate country, get into country. There is so much good country out there. A lot of bad country, absolutely. But, you know, there's so much good rap music. And it's all out there waiting for you, you know? So please, like, look into some of the stuff that I've been playing tonight. Listen to some of the other shows that are on CITR. I love finding new music at listening to radio shows here, because we have such random stuff. Like, you want to get into, like, some, like, Latin salsa music? We got a show for that, you know? There's a lot of great music just waiting for you. And with that, I would like to continue my audio barrage with just, I think, well, in my opinion, one of the best rap songs ever made, and up there with best songs ever made, to be honest. It's by a Canadian feller named Shad, and the song is Rose Garden, and it's perfect in every way. This is Rose Garden by Shad, pardon me.
Slash Isaac, in a sense, he baptized him. Rabbi said, don't trust them cash prizes. Same things that float your boat can capsize it. Tell the snakes they can take a hike like gas prices. No such things as halfway crooks or half righteous. Those who have eyes should act like it, to help the sightless seeking a light switch to see in the night with. We leading the lifeless. Sometimes I just want to play some shows, make some dough, take it home, lay in my bed and stay in my safety zone. But CeeLo said it best. I know too much and I owe too much to let it rest. Heard a voice say, hey, you never question when you get the blessing. So don't get vexed when your life is stressed. And I promised I'll be with you no matter what the issue, but there will be some issues to address. Listen to the lady in the dress. And if I had two slugs to spray like Ra Ra, Glenn Beck better duck like foie gras. Make shots, poke his face like Gaga. But mama says forgive, so I'll give him that bar like a Mars, then let him live. The Mississauga continues ranting while my DJ's lamping like Green Lantern. Sampling mansion. Now I ain't rich as Richard Branson. I'm King Kong, he's Vince Vaughn, and I play like a champion in my Monday ball league. Nah, be all week. 7 days of black power naps every 48 half hours. That's 24 star Jack Bauer. Can't cower when the rain falls. And it falls whether you're Gandhi or you're Adolf. Fall weather, but there's always a way, y'all. Make the call, no rain delay, play ball.
Feeling in the way, kind of underfoot on a Saturday. son, it don't mean to hurt, I guess, but the bright light's harsh when you're trying to rest. I know you've been working some overtime in your granddad's kitchen, try to make a dime. The old joke stands, cause it's true, I guess, that when you find what you're looking for, you want it less. Cause baby, I'm on the make, in my old sport coat, and my head it aches. I'm drinking too much tonight, and it ain't right. And a brand new coat of paint on this broken down palace couldn't compensate for the things I never really said to make you stay. Cause I love the way you walk away. I spent the night in an old sedan. It was parked by the river where the oak trees stand. Try to find a station on that radio, searching hard for a song that I just don't know. Some kind of personal epiphany, but all I heard was the stars as they spoke to me. An ancient tongue speaking loud and true, telling me all the ways that I'm losing you. Cause baby, I'm on the make, in my old sport coat and my head it aches. I'm letting you down tonight, and it ain't right. In a brand new coat of paint, on this broken down palace, couldn't compensate for the things I never really said to make you stay. Cause I love the way you walk away. Hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey. I've been feeling hard to get, like a dog hiding out underneath the step. Burning this bridge cause I need the light for to see my way through the coming night. I guess I thought you'd always just play the game. Come on, walking on back down the same old lane. But the grass grows high all around your door. It's a sign or a symbol for the things in store. Baby, I'm on the make, in my old sport coat and my head it aches. Drinking too much tonight and it ain't right. In a brand new coat of paint, on this broken down palace couldn't compensate for the things I never really said to make you stay. Cause I love the way you walk away. Hey, hey.
Welcome back, Spice of Life, final show. We heard Rose Garden by Shad. What a song. Man, that's a... Shad's a cool guy. Shad makes cool music. Rose Garden's a cool song. And then we heard Blitz and Trapper playing the song Love the Way You Walk Away. And that song, again, just dripping with feeling. And what I've kind of sort of on purpose done, I think, is arrange songs that really make me... It really make me feel, and I think that's the pinnacle of art, when someone makes something and you listen to it or see it, or smell it, I guess. Do they have smell art? Smart? That's a different thing. But when someone can make something and you can feel it, that's so cool. What a cool way to affect someone else. And... there's so much of it, so much of this stuff, like, really just strikes chords in my heart. I mean, Hey Girl by them, I'll sit to that song, sit and listen to that song, and just sit there and cry, you know? I don't need to be sad or anything like that. It's just, I just feel it so much. And so whenever you are feeling a certain way, I encourage you to... either dig through your music or find some more music, because there are musicians out there that have felt that feeling that you're feeling. I guarantee, even if it's like super specific, there's a musician out there that has felt it and then made music about it. And somehow, when you listen to it, it doesn't feel like whatever feeling that you have, you get to share it with someone, and it doesn't feel, you don't feel isolated anymore about it, because now someone, you know that, like, you have this feeling, but you didn't feel it hard enough to make a song. They felt it way harder than you felt it, and then they made a song about it. Or maybe they were just looking for something to make a song out of. In a related note, I mean, there's, everyone's making songs about everything. I learned that there's a pop grindcore band that's about SpongeBob, and there's a death metal band that just stars Ned Flanders. There's a punk band where the lead singer is two bulldogs, and another one where it's a parrot. They have an EP split together. I mean, like, people are doing weird and neat stuff with music. So if you spill your milk and you want someone to like feel that feeling with you, it's out there. So we're running out of time. That was a big old inspirational bit for me. But we still have time for a couple more songs. So I'm going to play another favorite of mine. This is called Piece of Paper by Firefall.
Well, I'm no man of letters, feel like no man at all. Well, I had one to offer, she just took him, that's all she could do for another man who had something to give. Take what the boy's got and leave him dying to live. I can't piece together what you left behind. Remember the place that you left me that time. Well, I'm calling from there. I'm calling.
That was Firefall playing the song Piece of Paper. Just another very beautiful song, full of emotion, to add to a mega playlist that I have been spewing out the airwaves today on CITR 101.9 FM and on the interwebs at CITR.ca. And I'm looking at the clock, and I see that we have 5 minutes left because the show is over at 9. And when I say the show is over at 9, I mean really, really over at 9. Because this is it. That's it. That's all, folks. It's been a real pleasure having the chance to share my music with you and to share my personality with you and myself with you. I mean, you've heard, like, a lot of weird rants over the days. You know, I've had lots of friends on to banter. I've interviewed some cool musicians. I've got to do some really cool things. But out of all of the stuff that I've done, my favorite part of it all was just being able to sit here on Thursdays and play some music and share my love of music with you. And I hope that I've done that. I hope, you listen to this show and you enjoy it, or you listen to some of the other songs later. And most importantly, I think this show gave me a chance to be on the radio without wearing any pants. And as you would probably suspect, seeing as this is my last show, I am indeed not wearing any pants. So this is really exciting for me. Again, that was like probably 30% of the reason that I wanted to do radio, the other 70% being sharing the love of music. But really, it's nice to be not wearing pants and talking to you, because how often do you get that chance, you know, other than like when you're changing in the locker rooms and you just subject strangers to monologues. But who does that? So, I mean, like, how do you close out 3 years of a radio show, other than thanks for listening? It means a lot to me to know that you're out there, you know, picking up what I'm putting down, and that it's not just going out there to nowhere. Which reminds me, of course, thanks for listening, Mom. I really appreciate it. Your love and support makes everything that I do easier. And I hope that you've enjoyed my mishmash, everyone, my mishmash of music. If you're interested in any of the podcasts, they'll still be on the website. So go back, dig through those archives, and try and find the one where we played The Bachelor. And it was a lot of fun. The whole show was a lot of fun. So thank you guys so much. And as to a final song, it's hard to pick just one song, seeing as I played a whole bunch of my favorite songs. But I think the best song to go out on, and to really capture what I was saying with go out there and find some new music and find some artists that are feeling what you're feeling, is Fleetwood Mac's Go Your Own Way. So if you haven't listened to Rumors, listen to the album Rumors. But this is Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac, and I'm going to go on my way. So thanks for listening, and the spice of the day is love, and I love you all. So enjoy the rest of your lives, and until we meet again, this is Spice of Life, Ben Life, signing off. Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac. Thank you very, very much for listening.